It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. How are you today? I'm feeling fine. I brought you two different things today. This is a doctor's bag, and this is a film. I think I'll show you what's in the doctor's bag first. I borrowed this from a doctor friend of mine, and she said, you may show them everything that's in there. So I'll show you this first. Do you know what this is? This is called a stethoscope. And the doctor puts this part against your body and listens with this part in the doctor's ears, like this. Usually the doctor listens to your heartbeat. Sometimes all around the back. Have you ever had a doctor use a stethoscope? You know that the doctor cannot hear what you're thinking when the doctor puts the stethoscope against you. No, nobody can hear what you're thinking. If you want somebody to know something, then you tell them. That's the only way they can know it. Yeah, okay, that's the stethoscope. Now, I wonder if you know what this is. This is a thermometer. And this helps the doctor know how warm you are inside. This is an alcohol dispenser. When the doctor wants some alcohol on cotton, sometimes the doctor uses this. You'll see this in the film that I'm going to show you a little later. Now, this is a tongue depressor. You see why it's called that? It presses down your tongue, a tongue depressor. If your tongue is in the way, the doctor wants to see way down into your throat, the doctor uses a tongue depressor. Do you ever play doctor? Do you play it with your friends? Or do you play it with your toys? Okay. I think I have a bear over here. I want to see. I used to use a toy bear when I would play doctor. This is what I would do. I would put on my toy stethoscope and then pretend that I was listening to the bear. Of course, I couldn't hear anything. First of all, it was a toy stethoscope. And also, a bear doesn't have a real heart that beats, not a toy bear. Oh, here's something I used to use on my toy bear. This is an injection syringe. This is something that a doctor uses to give a shot. The real ones, you know, have needles on the end here. This one doesn't have a needle. It's for play. But this is what I'd do. Put it there and then just give my toy bear an injection. Sometimes I'd even give him an injection right there. Well, that's what this film is about. My getting an injection at the doctor's. Yeah, I think I'll show that to you now. Not when I was a little boy. No. This was taken just a few weeks ago at Dr. Farney's office. She's one of my doctors. And I'll just show it to you. This is Mr. Rogers getting an injection. First of all, you'll see me waiting in a waiting room. Sometimes you have to wait quite a while to see a doctor. That little boy's waiting. And that man has already finished with the doctor, so he's getting his coat and leaving. And that is the nurse coming to tell me that it's my turn to go in to see Dr. Farney. And there she is waiting for me. I've been there before, and so I know what to do. And she gets ready to give me an injection. See, that's the syringe there. Do you see the alcohol dispenser? Now that syringe has a needle on it. And she knows just the right medicine to put in the syringe to help me keep well. Sometimes I make a face when the needle goes in, but that time I couldn't even feel the pinch. As she puts a bandage on afterwards, did you ever have that kind of bandage put on? And that's all there was to it. And then Dr. Farney wrote down what it was she gave me on my own report. She keeps a record of everything that she gives to her patients. Her nurse came in to tell her about the next patient. And so that is my visit to the doctors to get an injection. Some people say to get a shot. Do you know the reason that people get injections? We'll talk about that after I answer the phone. Hello? Hi, John. All fine. Well, I was just talking with my friends about something. Oh, we'd like to very much. Good. All right. Fine. Well, not right away. I have something that I want to say to them, and then we'll come over. Okay, fine. Bye-bye. John Costa's over at Francois Clemens' studio. He says they're making some music that they think we might like to hear. I told him we'd be over as soon as I told you about this other thing. Now, the reason people get injections is to help people get better when they're feeling sick, but also to help people stay well when they're feeling well. Yeah, even babies get injections sometimes, you know? Sure, and the doctors know just the right thing to put in that syringe. Well, let's go to the Clemens, okay? Let's see what John Costa has in mind. What kind of music they'll play for us. Come along.
What do you say first
one's in the
first one. Hi, Fred.
Hi.
Fred.
Hi, Fred.
Yeah.
Come on in. We're doing
some very happy different things with your songs I hope you might like.
I'd like to hear them.
We're doing a couple of sometime songs.
Sometimes?
Sometimes people are good. And sometimes I don't feel like combing my hair.
I'd like to hear them.
Why don't you sit down? We'll sing them for you.
I'll take you into this one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes people are good, and they do just what they should. But the very same people who are good sometimes are the very same people who are bad sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? And sometimes people get wet, and the parents get upset. But the very same people who are wet sometimes are the very same people who are dry sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me?
Singing that song. I like it.
Thank you. Thank you. We're having a lot of fun doing it.
Do you know, as I was sitting there, my seat was shaking. I couldn't understand. I mean, it was just going like that, vibrating.
Vibrations, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably all the electronic instruments, Fred. The piano is electric, and the guitar is electric.
Oh, yeah.
And the bass is electric, and the drums give you a lot of vibration.
Sure. But what about electricity in the guitar?
Well, you see, there's the wire that goes to an amplifier.
Yeah.
Which makes the sound bigger. And then I have microphones right here. These are microphones built right on
these two things under the strings.
Mm-hmm. These two metal things are microphones. And I have my volume control here. And when I... the microphone picks up sound, sends it to the amplifier, and the amplifier pushes it out loud.
Okay.
And you can shut that off.
Hmm. Amplify. Do you know what amplify means? Amplify means to make bigger. So an amplifier would make the sound bigger. Yeah. I want to hear the other one.
Okay. Sometimes I don't feel like combing my hair.
Oh, I remember that song. Do you ever feel like letting your hair go, not combing it?
I sure do. Sometimes.
So do I. Yeah, I'd like to hear that song.
Okay. Okay. Who starts this one?
Joe does. That's
Joe.
Washing my face sometimes.
Thank you.
Sometimes isn't always.
No,
you don't
sure
always
isn't.
Feel the same way, do you?
No.
Do you always feel like playing the piano?
No, not really. But most of the time I do because I enjoy it.
What about you?
Sometimes I feel like singing, sometimes I don't. But you know, when I'm singing with these guys, most of the time I do.
They really back you up.
They sure do.
Are you preparing for a concert?
Yeah,
we got a gig to do. A couple of weeks, we're getting it.
We'll have a good one. Thanks for asking me over.
Sure.
Bye. Bye. Sometimes songs. Do do boop boop. Come on in here. We'll just have some make believe. Do do. We'll just use these models today. You know, Queen Sarah has been sick in the neighborhood of make believe. That's what we've been pretending this week. So why don't we make believe that Handyman Negri is playing some sad music on his guitar. He's sad about Queen Sarah being sick, right? That'd be our make-believe for today.
Hi, Charlie.
Handyman.
Wow, that sure is happy music.
Well, yours doesn't sound too happy, Handy. What's wrong?
Well, I just wish Queen Sarah would be all better. You know, I thought after they gave her those shots that she was going to get well real soon.
Well, those things take time, you know.
I know. And King Friday's so busy with Prince Tuesday. Why, he doesn't even have time to give me any handyman jobs to do. And I sure like to be doing things.
Well, maybe you'd just like to play some music with me.
Hey, sure, Rex. What would you like to play?
I was thinking about playing that Friend song, you know, You Are Special.
Oh, yeah, this one. You are my friend, you are special.
That's it. You are my friend, you're special to me.
Oh, yeah. Like you, my friend, I like you.
In the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel the right time for a friendship with me, you see.
F-R-I-E-N-D, special, you are my friend, you're special to me.
There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special.
Beautiful meow, meow.
Oh, thank you very much, Anne.
Meow, meow, special meow. Meow, meow, play too?
You sure can.
Sure, you can play, Henrietta. What do you want to play?
Meow, meow, bell, meow.
Oh, good.
Let's try the same thing, all right?
Okay, good.
You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world.
Boy, that was fun.
Oh, you know, I sure wish we could play like that for Queen Sarah.
Meow, meow, maybe meow could play. Meow, 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 meow better.
Do you think so?
I don't know why we couldn't. Sure we could.
Meow, 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 meow would be fun, meow.
How about Lady Elaine? I mean, maybe she'd like to play her accordion with us.
That's right. Hey, that's a great idea. I think I'll go over right now and ask her.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Okay,
good.
See you later.
Now.
Hi, Harriet.
Oh.
How are you?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm fine.
Oh, that's good. Well, tell me, what you doing over here?
Oh, I had a hard day of work yesterday, so I thought I'd just come to the museum here today.
Oh, it's a museum day for you, and it's a music day for me.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see Lady Elaine?
How sweet it is to hear that name.
Lady Elaine.
Mm, say it again.
Lady Elaine.
Just once more.
Oh, Lady Elaine.
Yeah, what is it, sweetie?
Well, X and Hen and I would like to play some music for Queen Sarah.
And you want me to play my accordion.
Right on. Hey, would you do that, can you?
Oh, I can, and I will. Maybe Harriet would like to play the drums.
Oh, do you have drums right here?
You name it, I have it. What kind of music did you have in mind, Handy?
Well, I'll tell you, we were thinking of a little bit of the rock and roll kind.
Oh, I was hoping you would say that.
Well, I'll go get the instruments. You tell Henrietta and X to come over here. We'll have a little rehearsal right here.
Okay, be right back.
Very
oh,
good.
That's marvelous.
It'll
that's
be
great.
Nice, Harriet.
Hey, X! X! Henrietta! X? X? Henrietta? Hmm. Oh, X!
We're already over to the museum.
Oh, you beat me over there.
Well,
I was over
sweetie.
There looking for you. Well, everybody's here.
Yeah, oh, sure, we're right here.
Oh.
Meow, 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 meow.
Well, are we ready to try something?
Oh, mm-hmm. Why not?
Well, what do you say we pick something kind of simple to start with, all right?
Okay.
Like,
let me see, what should we do?
Anybody have a suggestion? There are many ways. How about
many
that?
Many ways.
Many ways?
Many ways for what?
Well, to say I love you. Say a lot of things.
Meow, 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 meow. Okay, let's go to it.
Okay, what do you say Harriet starts us off on the drums?
I'll say.
Okay. Good, dear.
Everybody, good news.
Well, what is it, Mr. McFeely?
Well, Dr. Bill has just been to see the Queen.
Well, how is she?
Well, that's the good news. The Queen is much, much better, and tomorrow she might even be out of bed.
Oh,
boy, that is good.
Really?
Well, it certainly is. Yes, sir, it certainly is. Well, good day, everybody. Good day. Good day.
So, Mr. McFeely.
Hey, now I really feel like playing music.
I'll say.
Well, come on, let's get on.
If Queen Sarah's going to be up tomorrow, then she can really hear us play.
Sure, let's get on with our practicing.
Okay, here we go. One, two, three. Atta girl, Harriet, do it, honey.
So Queen Sarah's much better, and they want to play some music for her. Well, I have some young friends who like to make up their own music. Oh, they use saucepans and their own kinds of horns. Sometimes they play very loud music. Yep. But those very same friends of mine, those very little friends of mine, sometimes play very soft music, too. Did you notice how Handyman Negri went to talk with somebody when he was feeling sad? Do you ever talk with anybody about your sad feelings? Or your mad feelings? Or your very glad feelings? Do you have a friend that you talk about things like that with? put this away. Because I have to go myself. I brought this today, and what else did I bring? I like to bring things for you, for our visits together. I like to bring things, and I like to bring ideas. Just like to be with you, be your television friend. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me. Sure. By just your being yourself. Why, there's only one person in the whole world like you. And that's you. I like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.